Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and today we have a blast from the past. This piece first posted on my website, Shanahan on Literacy, on February 7th, 2017, and it is reposting on March 23rd, 2024. There's nothing to change or to update in this particular blog entry, but given recent questions and discussions that I've come across on social media, I think it's worthwhile to revisit the topic we're going to take on today. I've been beavering away at a book manuscript that will go into much greater detail on what I'm going to be able to share today, but I hope that'll be available to everyone sometime next year. It won't be reaching any different conclusions either, given the latest scholarship on this issue. The title of this particular podcast is The Instructional Level Concept Revisited, Teaching with Complex Text. And it begins like this. Boy, oh boy, the past couple of weeks have brought unseasonably warm temperatures to the Midwest and an unusual flurry of questions concerning teaching children at their so-called instructional levels. Must be salesman season or something. One question was asked specifically about my colleague Dick Allington, since he's published articles and chapters saying that teaching kids with challenging text is a dumb idea. A couple of others referred to advertising copy for Units of Study, a program published by Teachers College Press. Both Dick and TCP had thrown the R word around, that the R word being research, quite a bit, but neither managed to conjure up any studies that supported their claims. That means that the instructional level, after 71 years, still remains unsubstantiated. What I'm referring to is the long-held belief that kids learn more when they're matched to text in particular ways. The claim is that learning is squelched if a text is too hard or too easy. I bought into it as a teacher and spent a lot of time testing kids to find out which books they could learn from and trying to prevent their contact with the verboten ones. According to proponents of the instructional level, if a text is too easy, there's nothing to learn. Let's face it, if a reader already knows all the words in a text and can answer a bunch of questions with no teacher's support, that wouldn't be much of a learning opportunity. I buy that. Surprisingly, however, early investigations found just the opposite. The less there was to learn from a book, the greater progress the students seemed to make. Yikes! This was so obviously wrong that the researchers themselves rejected these findings and made up some criteria for separating the independent and instructional level since they couldn't find it in their data. Likewise, the theory posits that texts can be too hard for kids, preventing children from learning and possibly even crushing their motivation or their self-concepts as readers. But what's too easy and what's too hard? Well, back in the 1940s, Emmett Betts, a reading authority extraordinaire, reported on a research study completed by one of his students. He implied that the study showed that if you match kids to text using the criteria he proposed, 95 to 98% word reading accuracy and 75 to 89% reading comprehension, kids learn more. Unfortunately, there was no such study of learning. Betts just made up the numbers, and teachers and professors have rapturously clung to them ever since. Generation after generation of teachers has been told that teaching kids at their instructional levels improves learning. Now, I know some of the newer approaches to that say it's not 95% accuracy that's called for, it's 90% accuracy. Frankly, that's made up too. Over the past decade or so, some scholars have begun to realize that this widely recommended practice is the educational equivalent of fake news and have started reporting studies into its ineffectiveness. The instructional level has not done well. It either has made no difference, that is, the kids taught from grade level materials do as well as those placed at an instructional level, or the instructional level placements have led to less learning. This is probably because easier texts tend to limit kids' exposure to linguistic and textual features that they don't yet know how to negotiate. Kids not so protected often do better. It still makes sense to start kids out with relatively easy texts when they're in kindergarten and first grade, since they must learn to decode. Beginning reading text should have enough repetition and clear exposure to the most frequent and straightforward spelling patterns in our language But once that hurdle is overcome, it makes no sense to teach everybody as if they were five-year-olds. From grade two on, it appears that kids can learn plenty when taught with more challenging texts. Here are some related questions asked to me over the past 2 or 3 weeks. This teacher had asked, "My kids are learning to read, and they have for years. Why change now?" "Because of the opportunity cost, madam. Your students could do even better. Students often tell me that they hate reading because they always get placed in what they call the stupid kid books. If kids can learn as much or more from the grade level text, and they can, we should be giving them opportunities to read the texts that are more at their intellectual levels and that match their age level interests better." Another question, "Isn't it true that the studies in which the kids did better varied not just the book levels, but how the students were taught?" In fact, that is true. And instructional level proponents have raised that as a reason to reject that evidence. However, no one is claiming that students learn more simply by being placed in harder books. As students confront greater amounts of challenge, the teaching demands go up. One suspects that part of the popularity of the instructional level is that teachers don't have to do as much. Since kids already know most of the words and can comprehend the text on their own. So clearly, if we're going to teach kids with harder texts, we have to vary our methods to facilitate the kids' learning. What about older students who are still beginning readers? Anyone at whatever age level who's just starting to learn to read is still going to need to master decoding. Teaching older students with a steady diet of more demanding texts may make it harder to master the relations between spelling and pronunciation. Stay with relatively easy books at least part of the time with older readers who are reading at a kindergarten or first grade level. And that means that they really don't have basic decoding. It's not, well, they don't decode like a third grader. It's they can't decode as well as a first grader. Are you saying no more small group teaching? No, small group teaching can be productive, unless the purpose of that grouping is to teach students with different levels of books. I think it would make much more sense to work with small groups when teaching with harder texts, since this would facilitate giving greater teacher support. We do the opposite now. We place kids in relatively easy text and then place them in small groups to get the extra attention that isn't needed under those circumstances. You don't believe in differentiation? I do believe in differentiation, but not if that mainly means teaching kids with different levels of books. There's a large and growing body of research that suggests that we would be better off varying the scaffolding provided to different students who are working with the same books. In other words, scaffold more with some kids, less with others. Perhaps scaffold in some different ways, depending on what some students are good at. Dick Allington admits that kids can learn more from challenging texts, but says that the scaffolding to do this would be too demanding for an average teacher. What do you think? Dick was referring to studies done by Alyssa Morgan and Melanie Kuhn. In both of those studies, the frustration level placements led to more learning. In the Morgan study, the treatment was paired reading. That means the powerful instructional scaffolding that was provided was delivered, well, by untrained seven-year-olds. My hunch is that the average teacher can scaffold as well as a second grader. I think there's a TV show about that, isn't there? This is not for elite teachers only. You totally reject the instructional level idea for anyone but beginners? No. I've come to believe that the instructional level would be a great goal to aim for at the completion of a lesson. If when you're finishing up with a text, the kids know 75% or more of the ideas and can read the words with 95% accuracy, I think you've done a terrific job with that. One of Linnea Airey's studies found that the kids who did best ended up with 98% word reading accuracy. Of course, if you start with texts at those levels, that leaves little to teach or learn. Start with texts students cannot yet read successfully, then teach them to read those texts so well that everyone would think those texts were at the children's instructional levels. Make it the outcome, not the input. Should all texts that we teach from be at the levels that Common Core set? No. I'd argue, based on little direct evidence here, I'm imagining a little bit, that students should read several texts across their school days and school years. This reading should vary greatly in difficulty, from relatively easy texts that would afford students extensive reads with little teacher support, to very demanding texts that could only be accomplished successfully with a great deal of rereading and teacher scaffolding. And with that suggestion, I'm going to say my goodbyes to you today. Thank you for tuning in. If you want a copy of this, go to Shanahan on Literacy for the March 23rd entry, which is titled The Instructional Level Concept Revisited. With that, thanks to our sound engineer, Greg Johnson. I will see you folks up the road a piece. Thank you.